I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
This week's episode. Leave that on there. Can you leave that on there?
Leave it in.
Leave it in. Dang it, dude.
Oh. That's like the equivalent of like, drivers, start your engines and you just stall.
Yeah, it doesn't even go. He's like, oh, we got to put some gas in it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
We forgot.
This week's episode of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by a new sponsor, Mudwater, baby, is the coffee alternative with four adaptogenic mushrooms and how you say that word?
Ayurvedic herbs.
Ayurvedic, maybe. With only a fraction of the caffeine as a cup of coffee, you get energy without the anxiety, jitters, or crash. Mudwater leans on mushrooms in their blend of matcha.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go, baby. And their blend of chai. I know that one. For sustained energy, each ingredient was added for a purpose. Lion's mane. That's a mushroom. For alertness.
Cordyceps.
Yeah, baby. Cordyceps help support physical performance. Changa. And Risha to support your immune system. Turmeric. I know what that is. Come on. That's available in the airport for soreness. Cinnamon for antioxidants, baby. Mudwater is 100% USDA, organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified, baby. Mudwater believes this country is in a mental health epidemic. We obviously talk about that every week on the pod.
Yeah.
Mentally ill people, and we make jokes about them. No, we don't. Come on, John. We're all here. And sees Mudwater as a useful tool for individuals with depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mental illnesses. Go to MUDWTR.com/netpositive to support the show and use code netpositive for 15% off. I got the mud water in my kitchen, baby.
I like it.
I hit it.
Yeah. I'm off coffee, so this is a nice substitute. It's like a nice little chai tea. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing different.
Yeah, it's good.
As you have a gallon of Red Bull in front of you. Actually, you saw that from somebody else.
Yeah, somebody left this in the studio the other day, and so I'm going to sip on it. I will not drink the whole thing.
Let's see. I get some mud water.
Yeah.
Ease myself up. Yeah. I think what you're looking for in a morning liquid is, I drank an orange juice before I came in here.
Yeah.
You're looking for... I want to get through this and be alert. So I need something. Water, no disrespect. I need more.
You need more from water.
No, I need more than just water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water, raise your game.
Step it up.
I need more. Yeah. But you go that, obviously, you're going to be like, all right, that's not a good plan for my day.
No.
But you would take a, like the, those things at the, like, a, it's interesting. They talk about turmeric.
Yeah.
Turmeric. Because there's the little turmeric shots in the airport.
Right.
Where you just go, hey, I'm getting some fast food. Let me just get something inside me.
Yep.
I like this.
Yeah, it's good.
Mudwater, baby. Net positive 50% off at MUDWTR.com/net positive.
15% off. 15.
What did I say?
I think you said 15, but it sounded like 50.
Oh,
so I just want to be sure.
Mudwater, baby. Off. Welcome aboard, baby. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Where you want to kick us off?
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Well, first of all, welcome everybody to the show.
Yep.
New people coming aboard every week.
Yep.
I'll introduce myself. My name's John Chris. Mm-hmm. Alex Lagos.
Hi.
On the ones and twos. And Michaelis Andrew. Yeah. He's on the side. If we get him to laugh, that's always a benefit, but it's not always a guarantee. we shout out a new country that we're charting in every week. This week, the country of Namibia.
Oh, gosh.
Namibia? I'm going to say Africa.
I would also say Africa.
I'm going to say Africa. I'm guessing it's in like the Tanzania, Kenya region.
Okay.
Central Africa, because not south, by like South Africa. I know it's down there.
I think there are giraffes.
Namibia. Yeah. I feel like I was going to think that cartoon called where they're the animals are going on to the zoo and then they get dropped off in the boat and then they get lost. Madagascar. Yeah. Oh, dude, good call. Namibia Giraffe Conservation Guide. You looked that up.
Yeah. No, no, I think there's a, they're like a really viral thing because you can go and I think
giraffes in Namibia.
You can go like dine at this place.
Oh, yeah.
And the giraffes come in the windows.
Yeah.
And you can feed them part of your meal, dude, I guess.
I think I've heard of that. So yeah. Look up a map where Namibia is.
Okay.
Do you think the countries where they have all the safaris, mm-hmm. they like, oh, was I wrong? Oh, it's on the coast?
It looks like it's on the coast.
Oh, it's on the coast. It's on the west coast.
Oh, it's right above South Africa.
No, I was way wrong.
South Africa.
Welcome in, everybody from Namibia. Have you ever seen those, that African girl that like, she's like, acts like Africa is like a very, very developed country.
Continent, and then, yes.
Yeah, sorry. Dang it, dude. Shoot.
But yes, it is.
Yeah, but yeah. But she's like, people are like, how do you get iPhones? Like on TikTok, she, we have a, I'm not going to do the accent.
That's
she
your
like
idea.
Goes yeah. up in a tree and yeah. like gets, this is where we get.
Oh, it's she like, picks them off.
She's making fun of like people. She's making fun of Americans that don't think that like, how do you get food? And she's like, it's so funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Namibia, welcome in. I was going to say, do you think they get annoyed with like their attraction is like the animals? Do you think they like, all right, enough of the giraffes everywhere.
I would.
Yeah. Because like, we come over here, we're like, dude, it's like us going to like somebody coming here and going to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. They're like, we don't go there.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's like when people come to Nashville and they go to Broadway.
Oh, yeah, better example.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Really?
You're like we'll go. Yeah. Well, like, right. That's like, we're going to Namibia. Well, let me guess. The giraffes?
Yeah.
You're like, dude, we have a very bustling, like the downtown's nice. Yeah. Like we got a lot of cool restaurants.
Music scenes popping. Yeah. Like I can take you some really cool
like,
bars.
Giraffes. Yeah. That's what, yeah. But I wonder when their Independence Day is. Look it up. Because we just had ours.
We did.
We just had ours.
Happy 4th.
Yeah, dude. We'll get into it. Now, we've got some things to debate about. When's Namibia?
Namibia Independence. It literally.
Bro, wait, what? All right, March 21st, so next year.
It says March 21st, 2024.
Okay, so yeah, that's coming up. No, they're not. That doesn't mean they're not free. That means that's what it is. If you look up American Independence Day, it's going to say July 4th, 2024. Yeah, get out of here, dude.
It says 2023.
Oh, shoot.
But also, not every country would have Independence Day. We have Independence Day because we became independent from.
Yeah, every country has an Independence Day.
It's like how every company has a "We were established X year."
Wait, hold on. Right? I don't know. Hold on, let me.
What
think.
Do you mean? Every country was started at some point. They had from, a start.
And
they,
day. Yeah, and they came from somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would be considered.
Yeah, that's not an Independence
I get
Day.
That there's a start date huh. of Namibia, but I don't know if they ever.
This is like near. This is like bordering on like a topic that like Nate Bargatze's podcast. It's like what is America or something like that.
Namibia was founded February 9th of 1990.
Really?
So they're babies.
1990. They're new to the game.
Everyone there is only like 23
all right. So
years
wait.
Old.
All right. So what in Andrew's defense?
Yeah.
United States. If there are Indians. On here, they didn't have an independence from wherever they just we got here is what you're saying. They didn't fight for
Native
their
Americans
freedom.
Were always here. They were just
well,
always
they didn't come. They didn't establish. They were just.
They didn't leave something to come. Yeah.
That's what
that.
You're saying.
Yes. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
All right, look that up. Does every country have an Independence Day? Because like I'm guessing the European countries do. Because they or did they? I don't know. Dang, dude, we don't know anything. Not all countries. Dang, Andrew is right. Not all countries mark independence as a national holiday. Many, such as Australia, Canada, Denmark, New Zealand, Ireland, Luxembourg, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Taiwan, are marked other dates of significance. Nationalism. What countries do not have an Independence Day? What happened to our, how did we get the rocket's red glare? Mm-hmm. Or was that was that day, right?
I don't really even know how to answer that question.
Well, the independent, like it's not Columbus landed.
No.
It's when we fought the Revolutionary War and won.
Right.
That was the end of the Revolutionary War.
Right.
We won it. Rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air.
Mm-hmm.
Gave truth in the night.
Proof.
Proof in the night.
Proof through the night.
Proof through the night. Flag still there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would. Oh, that's wrong.
Should we lead in?
Yeah. Yeah. I would join. That makes me want to join.
Yeah. So welcome Namibia.
Welcome Namibia. Shout out 4th of July. Where were you at?
I was at a
I saw where you were at. Where the 1,000 people in the smallest pool ever.
A lot of people in a not a lot of pool.
Yeah, and that did you go underwater?
I did not go underwater. I did go in the water.
You did go in the water.
I did not go underwater.
You did go under. Yeah. It's like waist deep water.
Yes,
and that is standing.
Yes.
Yeah, I was in a. We went to Vegas. Well, we were in two lazy rivers.
Okay.
In Vegas, we're in the lazy river at the MGM.
Yep.
And then yesterday, we're in the lazy river in a river.
We float a regular river.
Yeah, we floated in
a real river. One. Nice.
A real lazy river.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and here, nice. Down in like an hour away or something.
That's a lazy July 4th.
Yeah, and it was unbelievable. But we were talking in the lazy river in Las Vegas at the MGM.
Yeah,
is so many like there was like I mean people were eating and floating and there was lettuce floating by a Cheeto, Band-Aids, and there was like a film of like a suntan lotion on the top.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking to myself, well, this water is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think matters because yours is just stagnant.
Mine's just sitting there. But also, there's no way yours is moving fast.
No, it's not moving fast. And it's not, they're trying to clean it, I guess.
Sure.
As the day goes.
Right.
But I was thinking to myself, well, don't go underwater, right? Don't go underwater. What actual diseases are in there? Because I think that's something that looks very, like, unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your body has all that to fight all that.
Yeah. I mean, your body's also contributing to it. So like,
yeah, like that, like if you like, I was like, all right, dead serious. If you go into like a city bus and like lick the railing,
mm-hmm.
like that's the most disgusting thing.
Yeah.
But what are you going to get?
Right.
You know, it's so like, I don't know. Like I looked it up and it was like E. coli and like whatever you get from like eating, eating raw chicken. That's E. coli, right?
No, E. coli is like lettuce and stuff, I believe.
Like, yeah. Salmonella. Chicken, and then staph infection.
Sure.
Whatever that one. That, yeah, it was whatever. Like, and you could be like, this is super, super, super unhealthy, right? Don't go underwater.
Yeah.
But then you go in and eat a chicken sandwich and fries or a burger. You're like, that might be way more unhealthy.
It could be.
Risk-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just looks like, don't eat gum off the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously a kid, but you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Is it?
Like, how do they rank in terms most gross for
you?
Yeah,
yeah, you're like, hey, everybody's peeing in that pool.
For
like,
sure.
Like, don't go underwater, but pee is sterile.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go underwater and drink it. You're like, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't drink it, but I lean on that side.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't think.
You. For me, I was in the pool all day. So I'm standing in there. I can see the film on the water developing over time as more and more people come in. Drinks are spilling.
It's less clear.
Yeah.
It's a little
murky. Little foggy.
Not like murky as in like mud. It's murky
as
in just humans.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I out of sight, out of mind type thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Just
nobody, I'm trying to think if there's like, would there be like an outbreak? How would something get around?
I guess like that. I mean, I've had Giardia a few times in my life.
Oh, yeah, you have.
That's from fecal matter in water.
Yeah.
And so one of the times I got it was at a resort in the Dominican.
Okay.
And it was either because the water source they used to wash the cups or something,
or maybe
I got water in my mouth by accident in the pool and it was in that. I don't know.
And that's bad.
Yeah,
but that's like a diarrhea and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, diarrhea for like Giardia. Weeks on end. You lose mad weight. It's crazy. Great diet plan, though, if you're looking to lose weight.
Yeah, yeah. What's that prescription that it's advertised
there? Ozempic?
Yeah. What is that?
Ozempic's a weight loss drug.
Yeah, I've heard it's very popular.
Yeah, appetite. Like, you lose weight really fast. A bunch of celebrities are on it right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard it was being advertised behind a baseball game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that because I was following Tommy Lauren on Instagram.
There you go.
And she posted it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting my news. Great, John. Things like, sounds like you're doing well.
Tell me more about your fourth.
So I went on the lazy river.
Yeah.
Like an hour outside of town.
Yep.
By the way, we were at Brad Paisley last night.
Yeah.
Down on Broadway with like a million people.
Yeah.
There's these people, they leaned over next to me, a couple. They're like, who is this? I go, what? I just look, but I couldn't, I go, she goes, who is the band? And I was like, I asked again. I go, what? So it was kind of loud, but I go, what?
Yeah.
And then I looked over at Lydia because that's like, I'm like, am I insane?
Yeah.
But, and I go, say it again. And she goes, who is the, but she wasn't, she was, it had an accent. She goes, and then she goes, oh, who's the band? And then she goes, oh, we're not from here. And yeah. I go, you don't know who this is? Like, I don't, I'm not like, like, yeah, it was Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
And I go, so you're just here?
Yeah.
What? They're like, yeah, we're exchange students. One from Chicago, one's from New York. We came down for the weekend.
Nice.
Dude, that's unreal.
That's the Nashville bubble for you.
You're like, dude, I go, yeah. And I typed it on my phone and I showed it to her.
Nice.
And she took a photo of, your of phone. My phone. I was like, dude, what year is it?
She's like, I like this guy. Yeah. I might check him out.
Yeah. I go,
he's got a real shot.
If you, yeah, yeah. I think this guy's going places. Yeah. If you're going to celebrate Independence Day in America, I mean, truthfully.
Yeah.
To get a snapshot of what the United States of America is, I would say do not go to the coasts.
No.
Do not go to New York or LA. Would that be fair to say or no?
I haven't done
Times Square or, I mean, obviously LA has nothing.
Dude, I haven't done 4th of July at either location.
I haven't either.
So I'm not sure. But
Los Angeles has nothing to offer anyone, even the people that live there.
Come on, that's fair to say.
That place is trash.
Yeah.
And then New York, maybe you would say Broadway, but that, I would say, what's it called? New Year's.
New York does.
Yeah, they got
New
Year's.
Yeah. 4th of July on like Cape Cod is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That's really special up there.
Oh, yeah.
We would do that growing up. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I met some guys in the pool who had no regard for like what was in the pool. They were like doing chicken fights and like falling underwater and splashing. Yeah. Everybody hated it.
Yeah.
But they were from Ireland.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he was talking to you while peeing.
He was peeing. You're peeing like, on my leg. Right while we were standing next to each other. Yeah, for sure. But he was, I was like, bro, you might have picked the most American 4th of July of all time right now. I was like, you're in the pool, you're drinking, you're eating like barbecue stuff.
You're on a rooftop.
You're in Nashville on a roof.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people here. You're going to see fireworks from here later. Yeah. I was like, you got it, man.
You're hearing country music in the background.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got it, man.
You picked
the
one.
I was like, you did it. Don't ever even do it again.
The one. Yeah. Well, we were out in I mean, we drove an hour and a half out to wherever.
Yeah.
And got in this, I mean, you know, floating on a river. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of Trump flags out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to go that far. I mean, I don't want to make that statement, but that's like, all right. We're out here.
Yeah. We start waving flags that aren't American flags.
Yeah.
There's a lot of camping.
We passed the lady that, we were floating down. Everybody's saying hi to everybody. Everybody's drinking. Everybody. Because you get in at one spot, you float down 5 miles to the get out spot.
Yeah.
And so that is just.
I love doing that, by the way. I've done the same course. It's great.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that, I go, hold on. I'm going to get out, go to the side and pee. They'd be like, you're insane.
Yeah.
Go in here.
Right.
Go in here.
Mm-hmm.
Pee now.
Yeah.
Now, and that's what Andrew is saying because he says he doesn't based on, I think, pee in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what it is based on how big the water is.
Mm-hmm.
And how contained it is.
Yeah. How diluted will it be?
How diluted and how active is the water?
Right.
Because I think you pee hot tubs are small, but it's active water, so you pee in it.
Oh, I don't know, man. That's a tougher one.
You say no on hot tubs.
That's a small body.
Because there's
a
lot of bubbling. I feel like that justifies it.
If you take a bath, are you peeing in the bath?
No, if I do, I'll shower after.
Yeah, I'm not peeing in a bath. I'm not peeing in a bath. I'm not peeing in a hot tub. I am peeing in a pool. I am peeing in a river. I am peeing in an ocean. So I draw the line at pool. Pool and up is yes for me.
Okay, so hot tub, no. Pool, no.
Mm-mm. No, pool, yes for me.
Pool, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What if you go above ground?
Because
you're nearing hot
Good
tub
question.
Territory.
Good question. Yes.
Yeah, above ground.
Yes, that's a yes still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about those inflatable pools in the backyard? No.
Mm-mm.
But then
there's no filter system on that either.
Yeah, true. But then also you get into an age range. Because if you're a kid, you're allowed to.
Right.
An adult can't.
Mm-hmm.
When's the age of accountability? And if you're a kid at the Virgin, I think you're allowed.
Yeah, there were no children at that party for sure.
At that party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, getting out of the actual lazy river, I did that 3 times.
Lazy river's big though.
Yeah.
That'd be a yes for me.
You would be in it.
Yep.
Well, that's all right, yes, all right. Well, I can't.
It's huge. I mean, that's a, like, especially at MGM. I'm sure it's a massive river.
Like, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And like, well, I feel like I'll be honest with you. The only reason I got out is because I didn't want my girlfriend to be like, you've been in here and you've been drinking drinks all day.
You were afraid of the judgment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's, if you were in that pool, you're like, nobody's thinking Alex hasn't gotten out. No, yeah. No.
If you're tracking my
you're not.
My habits, I'm going to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
If you pee in a pool, yeah, I think you got to be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can't poop in a pool.
No, that's a no.
Yeah, then everybody has to get out.
Big no.
Everybody has to get out. Mm-hmm.
Tough to hide that one.
Yeah, but kids do it on accident. That's how that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so where's the age there for pooping in the pool?
I mean, what's the cutoff?
3.
Yeah, oh, I guess you'd have to in the real lazy river, you'd have to get out, cuz going in the, you would go, if you were camping, you would go pee in the river. You'd go down to the river and pee in there. Cuz you
pee into the river?
Yeah, it's from outside of it.
Why not just pee in the woods?
Well, that's the difference, cuz there's no formal place to pee.
Okay.
So if there's like every mile out there, there's like a porta potty,
mm-hmm.
That would make no sense out there.
No.
Yeah, you have to. You just got to go out there.
You remember the Dimitri Martin joke where he was like, there's a big difference I found out 1 year between peeing in the pool and peeing into the pool. That's a great joke. That's a big difference.
Big difference. If you
dude, I have a friend. I will not say who this is because that's it will hilarious. Embarrass them. But I have a friend who, when at the beach, will not pee in the ocean.
Okay.
This person will get out of the water, like up to their knees.
In the ocean? Mm-hmm.
They'll get like up to their knees in the water.
Yeah.
They'll pee standing there, like on themselves, and then get into the water to rinse off.
I think I know why.
Why?
Do you know why?
Nope.
Okay. My older brothers told me about this like parasite that would swim up your urinary tract.
I have heard about this.
Yeah. And it was like, I mean.
But I think it's in the Amazon.
And I think they were trying to scare me because they were like, it has like all these like scales like a porcupine,
right?
And it swims up, and then to get it out, it like, this is, well, I don't need to
know this
that.
Is real. This it's in the Amazon.
Yeah. Or like it's real. It's gonna like, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
but it's not in 30A,
right?
if it was, somebody that had it, and if some white woman has it, it's on the news.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
But if, I think if that, some, that is
not a woman, a man would have it. But if a guy had it,
yeah.
In Florida, we would all know about it immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yeah. And nobody would be in the water.
No, ever.
Right. Right.
Dude, I was thinking.
Wait, you're glossing over how psychotic this is.
What?
Peeing on yourself and then walking into the water?
And then rinsing?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know where you get that solution from.
Thank you.
That's a solution that is too much. I don't know where you go from there.
No way, dude.
Dude, what I was thinking. Is we did you know like we humans and water need to just go like take a time out.
Yeah,
like we just like all bodies of water. You know, like when you were little and they like, did you ever have Adult Swim?
Like kids out of the pool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like they blow the whistle every two hours because the lifeguard needs a break.
Yep.
Adult Swim. Everybody out.
Yep.
We need that. I've seen too much. Submersibles, killer whales, people jumping off cruise ships. Like, we just need a 2 months. Everybody out.
Yeah.
No going. There are a lot of people drowning, I've seen in Florida, rip currents. Like, I feel like the ocean is like a disgruntled employee that's been treated bad by us for a long time. And they're like, you know what? I quit. But instead of 2 weeks, I'm going to just terrorize this place and burn it down on my way out.
The ocean is quiet quitting right now.
The ocean has had enough. Have you seen those killer whales?
Yes, dude.
They're just like organized. Have we talked about this?
We talked about it a couple
weeks
ago.
They're just organized. Yeah. I mean, people jumping off. I'll go, like, we were even on the lazy river, and it was like, there is like some like trees in there, and the water's moving. Mm-hmm. And Lydia works in the news. She's like, unfortunately, tomorrow we will be reporting deaths.
Yeah.
From being out.
Yeah.
And it's like moving so slow. But if you get like, we had the rafts, we had the R2 rafts and then the cooler raft. If you get like trapped up against something and it just like flips, it's just, and when you swim, I was like, I'm going to get into the current and try to swim up to this log against the current. And I was I was dying.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's right there. And I couldn't like it, it, water will like switch on you fast.
Yeah. We, fast. I think we forget that we are land creatures.
Yeah.
We are meant for land.
That's like a, like, you know, in Texas, if someone comes on your property, you can shoot them.
Yeah.
Like they're like, well, you were on here. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I'm just going to go knock on his door. What is that called? Like a
trespassing?
No, what's that?
Manslaughter?
Not don't ask, don't tell. That's a
stand your ground.
Yeah, stand your ground. Yeah. It's what it's a stand your ground state.
Definitely not don't ask, don't tell.
Well, that's probably. Well, I've seen too many murder mysteries, but I'm saying that's like, well, you were on his property. Mm-hmm. That's the rule. You were on his property. You can't be on his property. If you go on a property, you assume the risks. Mm-hmm. That's the ocean.
So the ocean's just kind of looking at you like, hey. Palms up.
This is our property. We live here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We eat y'all.
Yeah.
Why are you coming out here?
Yeah. We do this every year. Come on, guys.
And y'all keep disrespecting me. Now I'm in first person. Y'all keep disrespecting me. I've been showing up, trying to take care of y'all. Y'all been throwing trash in me. Y'all been trying to go all the way to the bottom of me. Y'all keep trying to float. Now you're taking these things where you plug your feet in and you go up with the, what are y'all doing?
Yep.
Just let me live.
Yeah.
And I've been providing for y'all since Noah, bro.
Yeah.
I've been letting y'all go to America, fly you little fish. I've been feeding y'all. Mm-hmm. I've been feeding y'all for as long as y'all been alive. I've been feeding y'all. Every country that doesn't outside of Namibia relies on fishing. And I've been giving y'all sustenance, and this is how y'all treat me.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, in the old times, you know, people would like worship. I wonder if anyone worshiped the ocean.
Yeah. Isn't that who Poseidon is? Isn't Poseidon the god of the ocean? Yeah.
Come on. We weren't allowed to read that growing up.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. My mistake. Blasphemy. My bad. Anyways, happy fourth, dude.
Happy fourth. We were on the flight back, and do you ever have, I was talking to this guy, like, all right, at my meet and greets, a lot of my shows, guys come in, the guys tell jokes.
Yep.
They're like, I got a joke for you. And what do you think the wife is doing at this point?
Probably like shying away from the conversation altogether.
She goes, don't, like, you're in a meet and greet line, right? You're 30 minutes or I don't know how long, maybe that's the longest you would wait in the line. You go, don't, all right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that way. I go, hey. And the wives go, I told you not to. And I go, hey, let him, you got to let him live, because I'm in the same situation where I go, I'm going to say stuff. And my girlfriend is like, please.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Mm-hmm. And we were in the airport, maybe we were waiting for the flight, and we were talking to somebody who had an accent. And I go, can I guess where you're from? And Lydia goes, oh, no. Don't. And I'm thinking to myself, it was like European. Mm-hmm. And I go, I'm guessing, like, you know, I'm not going to go like Russia, Ukraine. It's not that. She goes, correct. I go, it looks like somewhere like, I want to say like Czech, or like, I used to have a buddy from Serbia and Croatia. It sounds similar to that. And it was like that awkward. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. She was dying. And I go, I think she ended up being from, I want to say Romania, mm-hmm. or something like that. Or maybe I pulled up the map.
You were right there.
I was right within the region.
Yeah.
And I go, we were talking about later. I go, why is that offensive? Mm. Because if you guess the wrong one,
yeah,
it's offensive to be offended at that.
Because you're saying you're better than them? I'm definitely not that.
Yeah, because you're saying I'm better than them. Yeah. My country is better than them, right? Uh-huh. If you guess a quote, lesser, like we were down in Honduras, and I go, hey, what is, like, if you live in Tennessee, I explained this to him in Spanish. I go, if you live in Tennessee and you date like a girl from, now this is a stereotype, not true. If you date a girl from Alabama, there are jokes to be made. Mm-hmm. And I would say even more if you're from like the Northeast, if you're like, oh, she's from Alabama. Oh, she dates her sister. She has one tooth. Her family tree goes in a circle, right? It's not true, but you live in Honduras. What country do you guys, that exists everywhere.
What did they say?
He said Guatemala.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm sure Guatemala thinks.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Everybody thinks.
It's a healthy rivalry.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They don't think, they think, oh, really? You're dating a girl from Guatemala? It's like, we do that here.
Yeah.
Everybody does that.
For sure.
And if you're saying, let me guess your accent, are you, if somebody from another would, I would say, I'm from the United States, let me guess where you're from. And I would be talking, they're like, you sound like you're from Kentucky. And I go, oh, wow, it's offensive. Mm-hmm. That's offensive.
Yes.
That you think you're better than them.
Yeah.
Because I was going on this, I go, why is that? Why can I not do that?
No, I think that should be a game show.
I
think that's great.
Not one celebrity signs up. No. Who's one to come on the first week? Nobody.
Because it's just, if you guess wrong,
yeah,
you're just uneducated on accents. Like that's the only, that's the stakes.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's literally all. Yeah. And we were with Kellen Erskine, was a comic that was out with us this weekend. He made a good point. He goes, when you learn a language, you try to speak like them.
Oh, for sure.
You do the accent.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, hola, me llamo es Juan. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't go, hola, me llamo es Juan. Say, do it in Spanish.
Yes.
Talk like they talk.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I minored in Spanish. That was something that they always told us. No, do the accent. The accent is what it is.
Yeah, and the accent
it's part
in
of the language.
Spain is different than Mexico.
Yeah.
So do it like you say, like Barcelona.
Yeah.
That's what they say there. Mm-hmm. In Spain, they wouldn't say that. Oh, maybe they might say that in Mexico. How do you say Barcelona in Mexican Spanish?
It should be universal because it's a proper name. So it should be Barcelona.
From there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Mexico.
It
from
should
there.
Be that yeah, technically yeah, when yeah, we yeah, say yeah, it in English yeah, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like it's the sense.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be like when it should be in a lot of ways. I mean, I know I don't know what to say. I would know an African accent. Mm-hmm. Now, once you get to North Africa, you start to get to the Middle East, because Egypt, Morocco mm-hmm. is North Africa. I wouldn't put that in the Africa. Then I know most of the European. I know you're from Europe.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Those lines get blurred.
But you
too.
Obviously know like England, London.
Yeah.
You know that
course,
one.
Yes.
And then it gets loose. And then you know Russian, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, yeah, the Slavic languages, like Eastern, Southern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to get over into Middle Eastern. And then you go the Asian countries.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to differentiate any of that.
No, not in between. No, I would have no idea. Like, what would be the difference between Korean and Chinese?
Yeah, I could never.
I would have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
But again, I know there's those same rivalries over there.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, you think I'm that one's better?
Mm-hmm.
This one's better. Whatever. Yeah.
What's the most notable accent in the world, do you think?
Oh, I mean, it's not. Do we? I would say we don't have one. But obviously, if I was somewhere like, oh, you're from America.
Yeah.
Notable.
I was gonna say Russian or Irish.
Oh, Russian. I would go, Kazakhstan because Borat.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. He did a lot for those people.
Yeah, and that's probably not their accent.
Right.
We just chose them.
So yeah, speaking of offensive.
Yeah, you're from Kazakhstan? He's like, dude, no, we don't even talk like that.
Yeah.
He just picked one.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Everybody doing that accent is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, this week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Good Ranchers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Big July 4th energy from this company.
Yeah, dude.
Big July 4th. Good Ranchers. Listen, my freezer is packed.
Fully loaded.
My freezer is packed, bro. I got bacon in there. I got Wagyu beef. I got ground beef. I don't know. I think it's Wagyu ground beef, but these burger patties, I got bacon. I got chicken. I got everything. And it's unbelievable beef. It's unbelievable beef. GoodRanchers.com. $30 off. Use the code NetPositive. You can have amazing deals available for the next 16 days. They're doing a July 4th sale. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they're doing, they have a 4th of July sale. Good Ranchers has Independence Daily deals.
Yeah.
So it's like a play on Independence Day.
Oh, I got
so
you.
That means on top of the $30 off, if you use code NetPositive, you're also going to have amazing deals available for weeks after July 4th. So if you're hearing this now, there's still time. When you go to goodranchers.com today, you're going to get an awesome deal on the best quality beef, chicken, and pork. And all of it is raised right here in America.
Right here, raised in America. Actually, they gave me this copy directly. They didn't send it to you, but they said, Toby Keith comes out and pets every cow.
Nice.
Yeah, pets every single one.
Hand pet.
Toby Keith
cows.
Hand pets every cow.
Very cool.
At goodranchers.com. They didn't send you that directly.
That's very, yeah, I don't have that here, but yeah, I mean, I will take your word for it, for sure.
goodranchers.com. Take advantage of these amazing deals. Use the code NetPositive, baby, and get an additional $30 off your order at goodranchers.com. And NetPositive is that code. American meat, delivered.
Delivered.
It's unbelievable meat.
Fantastic.
It's unbelievable meat. And they told me, whenever you run out, they gave me a number of a girl to text.
Nice.
I got the meat plug.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like if I need, yeah, I get a call this girl.
Yeah,
she's
going to
send you over. They got my address already. They just send you a box.
And
it's on dry ice.
Do you have to meet her like in a back alley?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. It's legal now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But this.
Legalize it.
Yeah. Not these, not the Toby Keith meat.
That one's like,
yeah,
she
want to
pulls a trench coat.
She don't want to leave that on your front. You don't leave that on the front yard.
She's like,
what you got?
I got all that Toby Keith.
I got Made in America.
All that TK beef. Yeah.
My old man said, oh, man. Let's get to the news, baby. Oh.
No, we got some things before we get to the news still.
Yeah, your girl's conservative.
Yeah.
You know our friend? We switched her name, I think. Did we? Because I know her real name. Obviously, she's a friend of mine.
We did switch her name.
Yeah, we switched her name. What was it?
Do you remember, Andrew?
Gosh.
This is like episode 2.
Your girl's conservative. Who was her name? I know a real name in real life, but I don't want to give it away.
Oh,
anyway,
dang, dude.
The update. You want to hear the update?
This is just on the list because you put it on the list.
Oh, you don't even
What this is.
Yeah. Oh, you don't even know what it is?
No.
I'm
also searching right now to see if I can find what her name was.
What was it?
I think this was from...
I don't even look like that anymore, dude.
From the scale of 1 to 10 episode, I think. Which was May 26th, 2022.
Gosh, it's so long ago. All right. I have an update.
Molly.
Yes. Yes, it was Molly.
Nice,
we knew
dude.
That. Molly. Nice, yeah, nice, Molly. Nice. Yeah.
All right, an update. Cool. All right. What's up with Molly?
Molly texted me.
Okay.
I haven't heard from Molly in a long time.
All right.
What's up, Molly? Tell the podcast listeners. Your girl's engaged.
No way!
But not to him.
Ugh.
Not to him.
Okay.
Your girl's engaged and not, she said, and not to that dumb guy.
Just still throwing shade.
Yeah, so still throwing shade a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think what she's saying is we helped her.
Let's go.
We gave her a lot of advice.
Congrats,
steered her in the right direction. She met a good man. She's engaged.
See what happens when you listen to the show?
See what happens when
happen
you, you know what happens? Net positive things happen. That girl is engaged.
Yeah.
And I take credit.
You should.
I take a little bit of credit for
that's
that.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats, Mom.
Congratulations,
wow,
Molly.
That's incredible.
Out here on these streets.
We have
a lot of news.
We have a protester of the week.
Okay.
And
we got to preface this. We got to leave some time at the end because there's unbelievable emails.
Yeah.
About people were emailing about... the ridiculous punishments they had as kids.
I need those.
So, all right, we'll do a little bit short on the news.
Okay.
And then we'll get into those.
All right, cool.
Here we go.
So this is a protest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, if you could give me some volume.
That's my favorite. All right. So we're spraying orange paint. This looks like a downtown area.
Yeah.
Spraying orange paint all over the front windows.
That's a big building.
A huge building. All right, they're spraying paint.
Efficient coverage.
And then students against who cares? No one cares. No one knows. It doesn't matter. Literally, it does not matter.
It
and
is climate
a guy
change.
Just a guy. Oh, the purple hair girl's back. Of course she's back. Come on, don't fit the stereotypes. And then somebody with a megaphone sits down. Guy is actively, currently pressure washing the paint off. As it's going up, it's coming down. And he's in a suit, by the way. He's in a suit. And he, no, he's not in a suit. He's going into the office to work.
Yeah, he's in a button down with like khakis.
And just taking the spray paint just off. Spray paint the people, please. Spray paint the people. Gosh, it's so good.
Thoughts.
Just so good.
This one checks all the boxes. This is one of those where it has all the criteria.
Things we see in everyone.
Yeah.
You do some, and by the way, I don't even know if I should say this because I don't want to incite any kind of violence, but if you're going to vandalize it, put your name on it. Mm. That's like saying, if you're going to trash on me on the internet, put your name on it. And they're like, well, like, just say it. Say what you want to say. They don't like a lot of times when people say threatening things to me, they'll like use abbreviations or like change the word as if they're going to like, if there's going to be some like legal action, they'd be like, but I didn't say, you know, that instead of saying porn, people say corn.
Yeah.
Or like everybody knows, but they don't want to get flagged by the whatever.
Yeah.
So that's like just that's like a bunch of orange paint, but was not paint. Like they're putting their hands on the Mona Lisa, but it's like on the casing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, I don't even want to say this, but if you're going to like do it.
Yeah.
My
favorite part of this is how, because if this was to dry,
yeah,
it would be problematic.
Oh, I get it.
The fact that this guy has so efficiently just been like, oh, I've been waiting for this day.
And he
pulled out this pressure washer. Now I'm looking at it like, I need the swipe up code for this pressure washer.
It's a nice pressure washer.
This should be a commercial. There's no problem.
That should be a commercial, and they should donate any business that wants a pressure. Like this is, I'm guessing, why does he have the pressure washer? This is a common place.
He's prepared.
He's
clearly
prepared. That's like the, you know, like in LA, which the exit signs and they have the barbed wire around them.
Yeah.
It's like, cause people are going to spray paint them.
Right.
Unfortunately, this guy, but he's an accountant.
Right.
He's not a spray painter.
No,
he's not he's not a pressure washer.
No.
He is in at that. He's at a desk.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what? They're going to do what? Okay. And he goes out. Ying, and he's fired up.
He owns the building.
They haven't even sat down yet.
I hope he's a billionaire.
Gosh.
And he literally owns the entire building. And he was like, I'm sorry, they're doing... Yeah. Yeah, okay. I can make traffic. Give me 10 minutes.
He showed
up with this and just went,
We got a staff meeting at 11:30. He goes, it's 11:15. He's like, I got time.
I can get this.
And it's gone.
Great self-restraint on him for not spraying the protesters.
Yeah,
that would have been really tempting.
Hey, you know why he didn't do that? You know why he didn't do that?
Why, John?
Because he's rich.
Yeah.
He's rich. He has something to lose. He's rich, dude.
Yeah.
He has consequences for his actions. These unemployed people do not.
The paint spraying, I think, was equally as impressive.
Yeah.
It just didn't have time to dry. They didn't think this through.
Yeah,
because they're getting a lot of coverage here.
Yeah.
But he's right behind them, just taking it down as they go.
Also, if you really cared, restrain the guy. Right?
It gets
Hold
into this weird
back.
Space because it's like you don't want to physically, you don't want to get physical
but
with anybody.
How is that? Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you basically
put these people in jail.
You're just pouring. Clear. It's water versus orange. And it's just like.
Have you ever seen those two? I don't want to call them. They were like two guys. Like they were like guys that were fighting. They were flicking each other off.
Yes.
He's like. Like no one's want to punch each other because if you punch someone, you go to jail.
Right,
you go to jail.
Yeah,
cops call. You go to jail. They're like, just grab the thing. But it's like that's so silly, dude. It's so embarrassing for them. Nobody and like I love that any video, it never shows the full like what they're trying to promote.
Didn't capture the sign.
Because no one cares.
No.
Because no one cares. And the only reason Students Against EACOP.
I believe this is, I'm not going to say it because I'm sick of giving them free publicity, but this is one of the climate activist groups that we've talked about here before.
Also, hack. An orange paint, we've seen it before. Do something cool. Get out of, you know what they should need to do? Get out a what's one of those things?
What?
A jackhammer?
Yeah, get a jackhammer and go on the sidewalk. Do something, all right. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
This is hack.
Yeah.
This is the same jokes
for 20 years. Do something else.
We've seen this. And also don't like the girl with in the leather jacket with the purple hair, right? All right, that is my I want to get to another point of this in a second. But that is my same girl, probably.
I think this is the same girl who
from
did
what?
The which painting was that?
Who cares?
She did.
Oh, she didn't know
the soup can.
Yeah,
the soup can one.
Oh, yes,
I think this
right,
is the same girl who did the soup.
If it's not the same girl, it's the same girl.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same girl, dude. It's the same girl, dude. I really think
it is the same person, man. That's crazy.
But they're all right. To keep everyone honest.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Yeah.
We were watching Ben Rector. Ben Rector was before Brad Paisley.
Yep.
Right. And then
did the lady know who that was?
The other lady.
Yeah,
I think
my lady.
Yeah. That's why we were there. She probably wasn't there. We were in a different spot.
Yeah.
So Ben Rector's playing. And then there was a lightning in the area or clouds or storms or whatever. I don't know what. So they came on and they stopped the show and they go, hey, we have to notify you that there is weather in the area. But because this is, I think she said something like, but because this is the United States of America and this is freedom, you have the choice. And everybody went nuts. All right. And then everybody went nuts.
Dude,
and then,
what?
And then the,
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble listening to the rest of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody,
that's insane.
That's
dude.
Insane. And then everybody started cheering the Joe Biden, the Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah.
And I go, guys, like, I'm on this side. If there was a side, like, knock it off.
This is dangerous now.
No, knock off the chanting.
Yeah.
Because we're not, and like, there was a guy that said, like, there's a, like, a Joe Biden, anti-Joe Biden, like, cut off t-shirt. I'm like, I'm with like the mullets and like the goofy like guys wearing jean shorts, but like, come on.
Yeah.
And I feel like most reasonable people are like, but like this is that side's that.
Okay.
The purple hair girl.
Sure.
Is like, hey, we are with you with the environment. We don't want it to, but don't, knock it off.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Cause you're too on the nose and you go, oh, these people again.
Extreme.
And that, yeah. That's what I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's extreme on both ends. Yeah. I get it now.
That, go, guys, that's too much.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, guys, there is lightning.
Yeah.
We should seek shelter.
And
we're free to.
And also, I'm on your team. Like,
yeah,
it's
sure.
not, they're not haters. No. They're,
the weather is not anti-freedom right
no.
now, guys.
He's like, you can do whatever you want. They're like, yeah. And then six people die. No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
But wait. I mean, if people did die, by the way, the concert would probably be liable, no?
Yes. And I said Ben Rector was out. He was playing, and he was playing like, and it's a great day to be alive. You know, the cover of that
That's
Travis
so good.
Strait
you should
song?
Stop because we're going to get claimed. That was
it. That's all
perfect.
I could say.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Nope. No. Anyway, so, and then he goes, he got in his ear. We have to stop. Like immediately we have to stop,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So he goes, we have to stop right now. And then he's like, and I'm gonna sing the chorus and leave. So he goes, it's a great, and then everybody
sang it. Yep.
And I was like, dude, if you were like a real rock star, you could be like, I'm not going out of here. And then they dragged me out. And then you could just be out there, no instruments, and just like you would have. But then if someone got struck by lightning, you're done.
Yes, it's
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Yeah. So you wanna like, you're like, I go, dude, this would, that would have been the perfect time to like,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, also no.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
We're going to die out here.
Yeah, don't
man.
Do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Now, the people that, like, I feel like we could be honest. We could be honest enough if we did see a, like, no, you don't have to be honest. I have seen protest. I'm not anti-protest.
Right.
Because I've seen a lot of protests be very effective.
Of course.
Like the...
this country.
Yes, this entire country.
Yeah.
The silent sit-ins at the with racism. And they were like, hey, we're just going to... We don't believe white people and black people should sit at different restaurants. We're just going to go sit in there.
Yep.
Until they... You have to physically remove us. Mm-hmm. We're not going to make us... We're not going to yell... We're not gonna, and a lot of the marches just have been silent and orderly, and the politicians, the people in charge have just seen how many people. It's like email your senator. Now I don't know if that's particularly effective. Call. It's the same like calling request the song on the radio. If they're like, dude, we're getting so many requests for this, whatever, we got to play it.
Yeah,
like there have. We talked about this before, Tiananmen Square, where the girl goes, I'm prepared. I'm, it's unfortunate that it came to this. I'm prepared to lose my life in front of this tank. I will.
Yep.
And then that we still, I don't even know. I, truth be told, don't even know what that was about.
Have we thought about how we would protest for climate change if we were to? Have we thought about this already?
Have we?
I can't remember if we've tried to do this.
I don't know. But don't. Put aerosol purple in your hair because aerosol goes to the maybe don't take a private jet. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I was going to protest the environment, I would like to say I wouldn't protest with the destruction of property.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or obviously hurting a human.
Yeah.
But with the things that have been effective are showing
Boston Tea Party worked. They threw all that tea into the Boston Harbor.
They threw it in. That's a great example of a product, right?
Yep. Big time.
Very expensive.
Big time.
Yeah.
Probably just shipped over.
And what were they trying to do?
Taxation. Yeah, it was taxation. Okay. There was taxation without representation. So they didn't have the ability
to vote. One if by land, two if by sea.
Yeah, right.
No, that's different. Yeah, that's all I know.
Same time period.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Right.
Same type thing.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, when they came over on the-
Live free or die.
Yeah, when Robert E. Lee came over on that boat, but Thomas Jefferson came over on the boat, the Potomac. You know that photo.
That one's new to me.
Really?
I don't think that was him.
All right. Well, yeah. No, it was Thomas Jefferson coming over on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Robert E. Lee.
They all came over on boats. Yeah. So, I mean.
Everybody came over.
There was no other way.
I want to show you this is the same line of thinking.
Yeah.
I did the video about Home Depot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny, dude.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Home Depot, who's a Portland Home Depot employee.
Yep.
Okay. And it was like, obviously went. Huge.
Went crazy.
Went huge. And it was a very, I was like, listen, if you're going to protest, use this kind of sledgehammer. If you want to spray paint, that's an aisle 6 for vandalism. Like all, Portland is a city that is, I've been there myself, is crime overrun with crime.
Mm-hmm.
No cop, right? That's in essence the joke.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain the joke. I got it.
Home Depot is your supplier for all things protesting.
All things protesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's usually like a couple days of like, it's on straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. It's every time I get any criticism on my videos, it's after day 3. Because day 1, it's day 1, it's coming up, right?
Yep.
Day 1, day 2, it's going everywhere.
Yep.
Day 3, it's gotten into some people's hands that aren't in my circle.
Yes.
Not even my circle, the circle of the circle.
Right.
So it's gotten in enough.
It's that third level.
It's gotten into the other, it's gotten into the enemy territory.
Yeah.
Because of it, the virality of it.
Yes.
It's gone viral.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is why I go against the tradition. All right. I'm going to just read you some of these.
Okay.
Somebody responds, inciting violence, disrespecting the flag, belongs behind bars.
Mm.
Me.
Right, you, yeah. For sure.
I go, wait. No, I'm on your team. We're the same.
Yeah.
I'm acting. You're not, what?
How much of the video do you think that person watched?
Yeah, or like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they watched 3 seconds of it?
I have mixed feelings about this video. This mook, I don't know what that is, probably a derogatory term in some...
It's you,
place.
Apparently, yeah.
This MOOC wants to play the middle of the road as to explaining Home Depot products. So bottom line, you are selling an ideological narrative. As soon as your reaction to the American flag, you lost all credibility. Weak expletive. Disgusting. Guess we better suck it up and boycott Home Depot too. Definitely don't want to, but I'm willing to make the sacrifice. This crap needs to stop. I think I'll go locally owned shop before and buy some stuff for self-defense. Boycott Home Depot because their employees hate America and are pushing an agenda of crime and destruction. After he picked up the flag and rolled his eyes and tossed it down, someone should have thrown his spineless weak ass on a plane to Iraq. Upon arrival back in the States, he'd own the biggest U.S. flag possible.
Hey, you know how you were saying like you want the protesters to like get more innovative with like their strategy?
Yeah.
That's a very thoughtful comment.
I mean,
that one, they went for it on bro, that one, dude.
What? Bro, what? Bro, what? They were like, hey,
they just wrote a script for where you should go, like how this should play out for you.
Yeah, what do you got, a MOOC? Is that what a MOOC is?
Yeah, a MOOC is a stupid. I just want to make sure it wasn't a slur or something.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good. Oh, I go, these are people that are the similar to the protesting are so deep in their ideology that they can't see outside of their like,
yeah,
dude. Outside. I'm like, guys, no, I'm on your team.
Yeah, you can't even see the irony here. It's a joke.
So in the video, in essence, they're selling American flags at Home Depot. I pick it up and go, ugh, and I put it down. No.
One of the funniest, most understated parts of
hold on. Video. And I don't even want to explain it to them because you're already lost. You're so into like the I'm gonna cancel Bud Light and Target. That wow, what's next? I go. Oh, you're just like online. Mm-hmm. You're online too much.
Speaking of protesting, and you mentioned Bud Light, did you see Travis Kelce did a Bud Light collab?
Did he?
He did.
Really?
Yeah. And the whole video is basically just him and a bunch of other guys like sequentially sitting down in a chair with a Bud Light and all of them just going, relaxing. That's the ad. It's like the universal sound for relaxation Bud Light? For Bud Light.
Really?
Yeah. So Trav's going to resurrect that brand now.
Travis Kelce.
How interesting.
Just putting it on his shoulders.
That's it.
Just like the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Right.
Putting them on his shoulders.
Follow me, boys.
He goes, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that.
I do too.
Here's why I respect it. Because it is at some cost to him, potentially.
For sure.
Potentially. He could get, but he believes, and that's what this country is.
Do you want to see? Well, let's see how his comment section looks on it.
Yeah, it's probably
while we're here.
It's probably turned off. Oh, no, it's not.
Here it is. They're all just going. Ah.
Oh, and he's just in it.
Mm-hmm.
What are the comments?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
All the comments are like. The beer savior.
Yeah.
Mood all summer.
Yeah. Amount of people who had an issue with this are getting responsive by Bud Light. It's hilarious. Imagine being upset over beer.
All right. Still won't. Here's one. Still won't buy Bud Light. No thanks.
But also, that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you're allowed to. That's okay. But he also,
people defending him. Some people still boycotting. Yeah, it's pretty mixed.
Yeah. But that's what you're allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And, they're like, hey, I'm going to play golf this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dude, I bet I could beat you. Put something on it.
Yeah, let's do it then.
Put something on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put something on it. And that's the protester putting nothing on it.
Right.
Putting nothing on it. Like you're like, hey, make sure like, hey, you're going to have to go to prison until you're responsible for cleaning these windows.
Yeah.
Put something on it. Put something on it.
It's the parents, with the umpiring thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk? Oh, you want to talk to the umps? Yeah. You want to yell at the umps?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know who has something to lose? Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. I was going to fight a guy last night on Broadway, but I go,
they're pushing your buttons.
Nah, this guy was just hammered.
Can't do Broadway after dark.
He was hammered. It's a different beast. Dude. And Lydia was trying to make she always has, like, she's trying to make she's getting some video in case of She wanted to do a story on the news today.
Nice.
And she was trying to film something. A guy came out and slapped the phone out of her hand.
What?
Yeah. Hammered.
Yeah, that's probably worth altercations.
I don't know. I mean,
but you restrained yourself.
Yeah, I go, well, if somebody's drinking, mm-hmm. there's no, hey, that doesn't exist.
You can't reason with
no,
them.
So it's not no. like you're like fight. And I go, also, I'm going to punch somebody. I'm going to punch somebody down here
right.
in front of all these people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wrestling with it's not a good look.
No,
it's not a good look for me.
John Chris, now, back in the news again.
Now I'll do it. Yeah. I will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just say it's the more you have to lose.
Yeah.
The more you got to calculate yeah. that.
That was the Irish guys in the pool yesterday. Yeah. They were splashing everybody. Everyone yeah. hated them. At yeah. what point they splashed all the people we were with.
Yeah.
So I turned around and kind of like walked up like, yo, and he was like, lad, I don't want to go home and have them mad.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And he was,
and you're like,
I was like, dude, what are you talking about? He goes, the last thing I want is to say the lads didn't give us a chance.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dude. Instantly, I'm in love with you. You're fine.
I go, do it more. I'm joining.
I was like, no, yeah. I'm on your side. Here, yeah. get on my shoulders.
Whatever that accent was is not the offensive one.
No.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that one.
Poor attempt at Irish, but there it is.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, dude.
That was a drunk
but if
Irish.
You do man. Asian, or you do, you're like, you're out.
I'm out. I can't,
yeah, you're
I
out.
Can't do it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so, it's a double standard, dude. Dude. That's freaking hilarious.
Shouts out those guys, though, man. Yeah. They had fun.
No, what did he say? You don't want to go home.
He was basically like, girl, we're going to go home. We're going to tell our friends. Like, yeah, all the girls there were so hot and everybody yeah. was awesome. But like the guys didn't give us a chance because yeah. like they didn't really vibe with basically you're how like, we were getting down. And I was like, dude. I mean, you're splashing everybody, yeah. but like, eh.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. But were they drunk?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Trash. He was like, we're lovers. Yeah. I was like, okay, we're not fighters. I was like, okay, dude.
What is this Braveheart 2, yeah, dude?
Yeah. Like, freedom.
Yeah. You join in the chicken fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
Oh, third sponsor, baby.
Mm-hmm.
AG1. Oh, yeah. I had it yesterday morning.
I needed it today.
Well, I was going on a marathon of a day.
Yeah.
I knew I was going on a marathon of a day. Yeah. We're getting up, driving an hour, float trip.
Yeah.
In the sun.
Good to start your day there then. That's awesome. Yeah. With the AG1.
Yeah. Coming all the way back, rallying, going to Broadway for two concerts.
Yep.
And the fireworks.
That's a ton.
I'm gonna gas up an AG1 up top.
Do you feel when you start your day with it, you avoid like that crash mid afternoon?
Yeah,
that's been the biggest noticeable difference for
you
me.
You got another 2 hours before yours, with the Red Bull.
Well, I had AG1 this morning.
Oh, then you're
so I think I'm
out.
Covered still.
Yeah, you're good. You good start.
This is more just because I like to sip something. But
yeah, we got home for 2 hours. No, we were probably 4 hours floating. An hour drive back. Yeah. I took a shower. I was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Good to go.
Yeah, ready to go. None of that is in the copy, by the way. It's a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for a whole body health. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more in one drinkable habit, baby. Yeah, you just get the little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in the bottle and a bunch of like little pouches. Pour one in, put it on water. Game over.
That's I got right my there. Bottle right here. There it is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Da-da-da.
Just one daily serving gives, I got the comprehensive foundational nutrition I need. Supports energy, focus, strength, clarity, 75 high-quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food-sourced ingredients. I can't think of another daily routine that pays off as well. I just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why I trust the products so much. Why take a bunch of different stuff? Get yourself some AG1. Baby, if you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs plus a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive. Check it out. Dude, I just soloed that one.
You crushed that,
top
dude.
To bottom,
hey,
dude.
Hey, man.
Yeah, dude,
hey, dude.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Solo
let's go,
days,
man.
Let's go. Did you listen to that? Speaking of, did you listen to that Joe Rogan with RFK?
No.
Crazy.
I got probably like 15 minutes in.
Yeah. It's a tough voice.
That voice is tough to listen to, man.
Yeah. It's tough to listen to.
He's also so smart.
Yeah.
And like that's such a high level conversation.
I was in the car. On a 3-hour ride. So I could kind of,
if I get a road trip in my future,
yeah,
I'll throw it.
You should listen to it.
It seems
now,
cool.
Now our podcast gets removed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Did you see about Theo?
I saw his Roseanne episode got
removed.
Taken down.
Yeah.
And which then is, Elon let him put it up on Twitter?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Which is crazy. Dude.
Wild times.
Which is what, we don't have to get too much into it, but like, that's when we sat at MLRose, that's why we started this podcast. Because I go, what if it gets deplatformed and demonetized and canceled? Like, we'll start another one. Because I think we have important, valuable, I mean, a lot of times we're just telling jokes and being dumb, but we got things.
That's important too.
But he would say the same about Theo.
Mm-hmm.
He should get to say what, yeah. If it's non credible, a lot of what in essence RFK people, a lot of people are saying it's not true because he's speaking out against the vaccines and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, RFK is JFK's what, nephew? He's running for president.
Yeah, I don't know the relation.
How is it? Yeah? Is it, it's a Kennedy, right?
Yes,
or it's RFK Jr. Maybe, I don't know what he is. I think it's his uncle. JFK. Yeah, JFK was his uncle, right?
Well, the tough thing here too is nephew. There's going to be multiple Roberts in that.
No,
family.
He's a nephew. Oh yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a nephew of John F. Kennedy.
There you go,
Senator Ted Kennedy. So Ted Kennedy's John F. Kennedy's brother. Anyone that's like lived in this era is like, dude, are you guys serious?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Click on the RFK. Click on the Wikipedia photo. That's him. Yeah, that's him. Yeah. He's a nephew.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically saying stuff like, all right, so like a lot of people, you know, like a lot of people have, I feel like a lot of comics, like back when I was a kid guy, right?
Yeah.
Like back when I was a kid, we didn't have peanut allergies.
Right.
Or we didn't have, nobody was gluten free.
Right.
Or nobody, well, they are now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not lying. I mean, some people are exaggerating it because that's their personality.
Sure.
But a peanut allergy didn't exist and does now.
Yeah.
Because people have died from that.
Yeah. And on the other hand, like people were dying of polio.
Yeah.
And they don't now.
And so, and basically what he's saying is there's a lot of people with like all these autoimmune disease, like alopecia and things that like your body, what's it called? With your skin gets
eczema?
Like very dry, like all these things that no one used to have and now they have.
Mm.
He's like, because of something that's in your body
mm-hmm.
that you're getting from somewhere, whether it's in the food you eat, or they were talking about mercury from fish. And if you, like something is that is in your body that people have things now that they didn't have.
Yeah.
So where's it coming from?
Yeah.
And they were like, it could be from the Wi-Fi radiation. It could, but there's things inside of people and everybody's trying to figure out what it is and how it got in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I thought it was really important because the switch in thought of like, and I've even probably had jokes about it in my show about these kids with gluten allergies. And we're like, I mean, there are some people that get annoying about it, mm-hmm. but it's an inflammatory disease. You're like, well, it's here now.
Yeah.
And you're like, we solved, you don't have hepatitis C because you took a vaccine, but we don't, there's a lot of, you don't, that's basically what he's saying. You don't know what's in your body.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things going on in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, that's an entire like study in itself.
Yeah. And you don't know if you like looking at that screen,
right,
could do something or drinking like out of a plastic or like out of a, or like these, like there's a million things,
mm-hmm.
radio waves that are going around the city. There's pollution. There's,
is that his main like thing?
Yeah.
It's just like, there's a lot.
Well, he
that
started
we be
from vaccines,
gotcha.
It's everything.
Okay.
And you have, your body is not functioning properly.
I can get on board with that.
Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt like we're also focused on profit over like the better health of our people as
you
a whole.
Lose.
So like there's also that.
There's a bit, And you can't, there's what's going into your body, not just what you're eating,
mm-hmm.
what you're breathing, what you're surrounding. He's like, turn off. He's like, but he gets a little conspiracy, like tinfoil hat guy.
Right.
But that's what people say. He's like, hey, like there's so much radiation in the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, that's everywhere.
Yeah, and your phone's in your pocket at all times. So, like, what's that do?
But even if you were, yeah. So it's like a lot to, it's a lot of information.
Well, you could never isolate any of it either. It'd be impossible.
Well, you try to. And I think that's what, like, it's not a commercial for AG1, but, like, I just thought about it while it was like, hey, these things that are going in your body that are, like good for you.
Yeah.
Versus you don't. I mean, you're like, whatever's in like Diet Coke or whatever. It's like aspartame. We're like, oh, that's terrible for you.
It's like a control what you can control thing.
Yeah.
Like you, like you don't want to go AG1, nuts and you move know out you're putting good stuff yeah, in, yeah, so
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know the chicken you bought today.
Or even like it was by like a by like farmed. a snack cake at a gas station.
Yeah.
You're like.
Well, to throw more praise to the other sponsor too.
Like yeah.
Good Ranchers.
Mudwater too.
And Good Mudwater, Ranchers, Mudwater
all three. Like, oh, dude, all three.
Like all of those sponsors, coincidentally, yeah. are all ones where it's like, okay, now you this is a source you can trust where these products yeah. are coming from and what they are for your yeah. body. And
this is good. Like you were like, I think everybody's like, water is good, right? But like, but in case, unless
you can make
it comes
the argument
in,
there too.
Yeah.
It's filtered and treated and
depends
blah,
on what's
blah,
in
blah,
it.
Like,
yeah. yeah. Lydia said, Lydia's been filtering the water that she uses to shower. And that's, she said, it's been helping her like hair grow.
Interesting.
Because you're like, well, what's in that water?
Yeah.
What's in the soap you put on your skin? What's yep. in the everything?
I used to, when I grew up, I used to look at like adults who were like into all the organic stuff
oh,
and
chill.
Blah, blah, blah. And I used
yeah,
to be like,
yeah.
come on, man. Like this granola garbage. Like,
are we becoming
so
them
dumb.
Slowly?
I'm becoming them.
I think I might be
sure.
too.
Like we swapped out our soaps. We've like changed, like I try to stay away from plastic bottles. All that type of stuff.
Oh yeah, we're switching up.
Yeah,
and then I go.
And you
yeah,
know, I love a good conspiracy.
Control what you
too.
Can control. I think is the good one.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, dude, we're not gonna go. I'm not gonna go like grow tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But a tomato is better than a Snickers.
We got peppers in my backyard right now.
Yeah, oh, dude, you're already. Yeah, you're in deep, bro.
I'm in.
Yeah. Let's get to one piece of news.
You pick it.
Let's get to one piece of news, and then we'll get to the Zemos.
Okay.
Do the one up top.
Okay.
Did you read this?
No, I still haven't read this. I just okay. have seen the headline.
I just read. All right.
You want to do it?
You read
you
it.
You want to do it?
All yeah. Right.
Quote, come chill, end quote. Man robs Indiana woman at gunpoint, then asks her out on Facebook.
This guy.
A 21st century love story from Warner Brothers Studios.
A woman in Indiana who police said is robbed at gunpoint outside of her home said she was later asked on a date by the attacker.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Bold. Police said the armed robbery suspect also told the woman he would pay her back.
Chivalry's not dead.
According to the Indianapolis Police Department, the victim was getting mail outside of her home during the early morning hours of May 8th when she saw a stranger later identified as Damian Boyce walking up to her home. A probable cause affidavit obtained by USA Today says Boyce asked the woman if she lived there. When the victim responded yes and asked the man if he needed help, he pulled a gun.
Weird response.
All right. Hey, do you need help? Pull the gun. Okay. Boyce then told the victim he was going to break into her home, court paper said. She told him she had nothing inside, but that she had money in her car. The victim then gave Boyce about $100 in cash. Boyce then asked the victim if she had a boyfriend and asked her to connect with him on social media. Scroll down. That's
wait, this is
wild point. Hold on.
How's the article wilder than the headline? This is nuts.
Switch this up. While pointing the firearm at the victim, the male asked her to add him as a friend on Facebook. I feel like people have done not pulled a gun, but pretty much, hey.
It might as well be a gun
type
point
in
sometimes.
Really, that's hilarious. On my point, so you could add him to friend on Facebook so he could pay the victim back for the money he stole.
Kindness.
The male then gave the victim the name of Damian Boyce. Boyce pointed to his Facebook profile, asked the victim to add him as a friend. Police said, and she complied. Yeah, because he has a gun in her face.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe if I add him on Facebook, he wouldn't leave, and he did.
He would leave.
He would even did. Boyce then fled the scene on bicycle. Okay, keep scrolling down. All right.
Bro.
Okay. The quote, you was too pretty to rob. Not even correct grammar.
Unreal.
According to the court papers, Boyce accepted the friend request invite and sent messages to the woman. You was too pretty to rob. She also told the outlet, she responded, I believe you, man. I can tell you're sweet. Times just get tough. I know that. Obviously, she was trying to get out of it. After she said, he sent another message asking her to come chill. The victim, police said, didn't immediately call the police about the robbery, but after speaking with her boyfriend, decided to report the incident.
Bro, this means that...
This is the wildest thing I've ever read in my life.
We have so much to unpack here. I'm so glad you picked this
court
one.
Court records show the victim identified as Boyce as her assailant in a photo lineup and police arrested him last week.
So, you go first.
Okay. First of all, you get robbed. Once the gun is out, you're being robbed.
I'm
being robbed, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a not loaded fake gun. I'm in the neighborhood. Once you do this,
yeah,
it's where this is ending in a crime.
Yeah.
This is a crime. This is a crime.
Yeah.
And I could see someone being like, then she becomes nice. Because that's what you do when there's a gun in your face.
Right.
Yeah. She becomes chill. Like, I'm not going to, like.
I have money in my car I can give you.
Let me go grab it.
Yeah,
that's what you would do. You got a gun in your face. So you give him the gun. And then he's like, hey. Well, and then she's like, I don't know. What are they chatting out there?
I mean, in terms of like.
Because you can't. All right. It's tricky because she's not like, okay, can I go now?
Right.
Or you don't run away. You're there.
In
you're
terms
there
of like
for the convo.
Things to be asked with a gun in your face.
Yeah.
This is probably the easiest ask. Like, hey, just friend me on Facebook real quick.
No, do you have any money?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like.
No problem. Give me $100.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
come take your TV.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come into your bedroom, see if there's jewelry under the mattress.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any money?
He took her word for it too. She was like, there's nothing in the house.
And
he was like, yeah, okay. What about the car? She was like, this is like
what about
$100
the
in there?
Car? That, what about the car?
Take the car.
Can I have the whole car?
Yeah.
Give me the car. Let me go here.
He's on a bicycle. Bro, it was right there, Damien. You had it, bro.
Damien, we had you, bro. We set this up for you. And it's early in the morning. All right. I'm gonna assume that drugs have been involved and he hasn't gone to bed.
Yeah, probably.
Criminals aren't.
They're not morning people?
No.
He didn't just finish a cold plunge and then come out here
and
for this?
And get some AG1? Sorry, AG1.
Yeah. Cold plunge, AG1, stalk neighbors at their mailboxes and rob them at gunpoint.
No, with a gun on a bike.
Yeah.
No. Anyone on a morning bike ride is a criminal. Anybody on in a bike in the morning is a criminal.
With a gun on them.
With a gun is a criminal. Anyone not on one of those Lance Armstrong bikes.
Right.
If you're on a bike,
that's a performance bike.
You're a criminal. If you're riding around on a Huffy as an adult, you are a criminal.
With the high handlebars?
Go to jail. Take them. Just take them. Hey, take them.
Isn't it funny that a guy on a horse with a gun is like a macho, like,
oh, I respect a guy
figure,
for a guy on a
but
horse.
But a guy on a bike with a gun is totally
and that's
not
newer
that.
Technology.
Yeah, right.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So he robs her.
Right.
He probably is like, wait, this girl's kind of smoked.
Right.
I'm guessing.
The sun was probably rising, and so he was getting more and more light on the situation. He was like,
yeah. And she's out in the morning getting makeup in a robe. No, in a robe, not in makeup.
No makeup.
He's like, wait, I bet.
He's like, you woke up like this?
Yeah.
You look great, girl. Dang.
That's the title of the pod. Wait, what? Okay, yeah. Then, friend me on Facebook. You can get her to do stuff because you have a gun.
Yeah.
That's how crimes work.
Right.
Have gun. Get other person to do stuff you want them to do they wouldn't normally do. That's crimes. What's up?
Step
crimes.
One, have fun. Gun.
Yeah. Okay.
Step one, have gun. Step two, make them do stuff.
And so she has her phone.
Yeah.
So I guess she pulls it out.
Right.
And looks, I guess she's like, how do you spell it? D-A?
Yeah.
Is it M? Is it, oh, I said E-O. I said I-O-N.
Oh,
it's
Damien.
I-E-N.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is you. So this crime, this is you. You're this person.
Identified yourself
you are
at
this.
The scene of the crime.
Yeah. You're this. Okay. Got it. And he goes, friend me. So he goes, oh, okay. And she said she accepted the friend request. And he accepted. You was too pretty to rob.
Yeah, he messaged her after the fact. And said, you was too pretty
now,
to rob.
Now, you could go, I'm not even going to, you know what? I'm not going to do a racial, because you could go either way with that. You could go, well, you was too pretty to rob could be, you go a couple different angles with who this person was.
I think this person just uneducated.
We're
going to
leave it.
That's
we're going to leave
it.
Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This person is a criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this person has a gun and a bike. So that's what we know for sure. All right. The robber, believe you. And then she goes, I believe, that's like, all right. What's the worst you've ever been asked to follow?
What do you mean?
Somebody on Instagram. Have you ever been asked to follow somebody?
Oh, in person.
In person.
Yeah.
Emotionally, I've been emotionally held at gunpoint.
Right.
Pretty close.
For sure.
Pretty close.
It might as well be a gunpoint.
You go, hey, what? And I go, if somebody says, what's your Instagram and hands me their phone, I'll search me.
Yep.
And then I'll go, there's a list of Ja, and I go, this one's me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll click on that and I won't click follow. I go, here's this.
Same.
I'm that.
Yep.
I'm him. That's about, because you go, because a lot of it was like, oh, but I'm a, that is my business. Mm-hmm. That is my.
For sure.
Yeah. Same with you. It's like a very social, this is, oh, I do this. This is this. This is this.
It's where most of our clients come from.
Yeah. Yeah. And you should.
Yeah.
But they go, hey, what's your, like, somebody wants to tag a photo. What's your Instagram? I was like, it's John B. Chris. And then they go, okay. And then they go, let me give you mine. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Let me give you mine. And I go, okay. So they, I go to Instagram and I open Instagram and the search, right?
Yep.
Have you done this?
Yeah.
And you put, and they go, they type it in. I go, huh. And you're right there. I follow.
Yep.
And then I unfollow later that night.
Yeah.
Or later that day.
Yeah.
Immediately. You can't do that.
No.
That's it's ridiculous.
It's a social faux pas. Like, now, just don't do that type thing. We've talked about this a ton.
Oh, we have. We have the kids, sure. The kids at the airport.
Yes.
Are they kids? You follow back? Yes. I go, I'm right here.
Yeah, dude, I'm right here.
Can you follow me on Instagram? I've been asked that. No, I haven't been asked that on Facebook. Why I've never been, go to your, hey, let me look you up online. And I pull up my Facebook. I'm like, yo, dude.
My LinkedIn yo, profile.
Yo, you was too pretty to rob.
And I think that it's funny how the boyfriend comes into play.
That's a great, I know, I saw your eyes light up, but yeah.
Because to me, the way this is written,
yeah,
it looks like the boyfriend didn't intervene and tell her you need to call the cops.
I don't think, yeah.
Until the guy said, come chill.
Not the gun.
The dude. Guy with the gun said,
that's a
come
great.
Chill.
Whoa.
No, and no, he no, goes, no. Oh, you got to report it. You got to report it. You can't. I was cool with $100.
No, you, I was cool with you being robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah, that was fine.
Is this chivalrous or the worst?
No, this is... This is the worst.
This is the worst. Dude, this is the You're worst. The worst boyfriend. I didn't even yeah. think of that.
He dude, wasn't threatened. He wasn't threatened by the situation.
By being held up by a said, gun.
Yeah, you want to come over?
He said, nah, nah.
You want to kick it? Yo, and he was like, yeah, I think you should probably say something, dude.
Yo, what kind of confidence do you got to have as a boyfriend that's threatened to lose your girlfriend with the guy that just robbed you on a bike? If somebody was like, if Lydia was like, hey, I'm going to go... I met this DJ at the bar last night. I'm going to go to lunch with him. She would never do that. But I go, yeah.
Cool.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. I met this guy at the Soho House that was talking about a mushroom trip he was on. And I'm going to go, okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay. Let me know when you're back. She would never do that. I'm trying to think of what they, yeah, would never do that.
Yeah.
I go, all right. I'm not, that would be dumb.
Yeah.
You'd be dumb. My buddy Tyler, he goes, I guess, do you ever worry about your wife like cheating on you? He goes, no, that would be dumb.
Yeah.
She'd regret that. I'm the man. not like Andrew. Not I'm the man, but like,
yeah.
Why would you, that would be a mistake.
Yeah.
That would be a mistake.
Right.
Carry yourself with some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking hilarious. I didn't even see that until you pointed it out.
Yeah.
Cause he was all cool with the robbing.
He was fine with it. He was like, look, sounds like we kind of got out unscathed. You got a new Facebook friend.
Good for you.
Which is great. Getting those numbers up. And then also we're down $100, but like we got to keep the car.
Also,
they didn't come
in
the house.
I think he was cool with the messaging.
Yeah, he was fine. Seems fine with it.
He's like, hey, I believe you. I can tell you're sweet. Just had a rough time.
Yeah.
Thanks for not killing me.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Hey, give me the $100 back. When you can.
Yeah.
Like, no stress.
You know how to reach me now.
Yeah.
We're friends.
You put it in the mailbox.
Yeah.
You got
me. You know where the mailbox is because that's where you found me.
Yeah.
And held me at gunpoint.
And then he hits her with the come chill.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, we got to press charge.
Wait, what did he say? Wait, what was the last message? Give me the phone.
Give me that. He said, it's in quotes. Come chill.
Come chill.
Where, dude? On your bike?
Yeah.
Where?
I'll pick you up. You can ride on the pegs.
Not in this neighborhood. Yeah. You can ride on the pegs is wild, dude. That's great. Yeah, we got to talk to this boyfriend. That's tough.
That's unreal, dude. That's too pretty to rob.
And also, I do feel like there is, I shout out to my old assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never my name. Her name is Eleanor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best in the game.
Nice.
She works around here in town. She's into management. She's she left working with us and has gone through the roof.
Awesome.
She's crushing it.
Confirmed.
There was a domestic situation with a stalker / fan
mm-hmm.
at my house. Okay. Domestic meaning there was a fan. Remember that guy that said he would like show up to Taylor Swift's house? Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Right.
It's a fan at my house. It's a front tour.
Bad.
Can't do that.
Yeah, bad.
And I was like, hey, like making a scene. And I go, I didn't want to make it a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted her to go away And I was on the Ring doorbell and I was just watching and I was like, I wish you just got, like, I don't want to, like, and she goes, call the cops.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And I go, what? I just did like, she goes, how would you feel if this was me? Mm-hmm. And I go, oh yeah, you call the cops immediately.
Right.
It does sometimes take a person that's like, you just tell the story and they're like, wait, what?
Yes.
And you're like, oh yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. This weird thing happens. You get wrapped up in it.
Yeah. When you're in it
and you're like, I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm in my, you know what I mean? Like I'm in the house. Yeah, they're outside of the house. Yeah, I'm safe. And you're like,
what? Wait, what?
It's weird.
You can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's against the law.
Get off my
There's a
porch.
Lot of, yeah, there's a lot of, no, I don't think everything is cool. You're like, your boss, you know, you said like, there's a lot of story. Like we went on a business trip is like, and they go, you tell the other, they go, wait, what? You're like, oh yeah, my boss, like there was like, they're out of hotel. So we just like slept in like the two double beds and you go, wait. Yeah. What?
No.
And you kind of just like, in the moment, I can see her side.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, ah, I'm going to shoot you.
I think that's how a lot of weird situations start.
It's like a cult. Because,
I mean, especially when you factor in, those people who are doing that type of stuff know what they're doing.
Yeah,
like,
they know
what
to do. They're
skilled at it.
Yeah, they're skilled at it. Yeah, and you, it's like a lot of like religious cults kind of
definitely
go in that way. You're like, I don't know. Yeah, you just told us like kind of come over. And then he was like, I don't know. He told us to kind of all sit in a circle. And they don't do it. They don't do the drink the Kool-Aid thing the first meeting.
Right.
That would
be like, no.
Then we got no. Absolutely. But you're like, hey, just kind of, And you kind of see, you can see. Yeah.
Wild.
That's so good.
Wild. Yeah.
Great. That's unbelievable.
That's a good news article.
All right.
Let's get to some emails and then we'll wrap.
We get to three emails.
All right. Let's see what we
got. All right. We talked about, how did we get on this topic? I don't even remember.
The punishment stuff.
Do you remember?
Yeah. We were talking about the umpires.
Oh, the umpires. Yeah.
We were talking about how the town, if the parents at the Little League games are yelling at the umpires, the town makes them umpire
three games. And then we talked about smoking a cigarette.
Right.
And parents like in the early 90s get caught. You have to smoke 20 cigarettes.
Right.
Okay. So I go email us if you had like a weird punishment.
Yeah.
That was like way over the top.
Yep.
And nuts. You want to read this one?
Yeah. I haven't read these yet. So here we go. This is, are we keeping these anonymous or no?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. All right. So, hey guys, I listen to your podcast religiously every week. It's a highlight of the week for me. The tire pumps are the best thing ever and keep me laughing. Please do a whole series on them. LOL.
Got it.
Maybe. Last week, y'all mentioned over the top punishments or punishments that don't fit the crime in Christian homes.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, do I have an example for this.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up a pastor's kid of a Pentecostal Assemblies of God preacher.
Oh, that's the deepest.
Here we go.
That's in the deepest of don't want to appear like scared of bad things.
Yeah, I'm in
now.
That's
the deepest. Oh, yeah.
I'm invested.
Oh, yeah.
We grew up with the, quote, everything's a sin mentality.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
When I was 15, about to turn 16, my dad sat me down one Saturday morning and asked if I had been doing things I shouldn't be doing.
What a thing, dude. That's every youth pastor, by the way. I know what y'all are doing. You're like, I don't know what.
Find something to tell me. Of course, I had been, but that was not about to get confessed, at least not that easily.
Obviously.
I assured him that there was nothing, and he then told me that God had told him some things I had been doing.
How is this my childhood?
But that he wanted me to be the one to confess it. This is so Christian,
textbook.
Dude.
Yeah. This is textbook.
I stuck to my story.
Nice.
Bold.
Respect.
Bold.
Is this a guy or girl? It's a girl.
This is a woman, yep.
Respect.
And assured him there was nothing to confess. Then he reached under his recliner pulled out a manila folder that was probably about 2 to 3 inches thick.
That's thick.
I don't know how he even closed it.
That's
inside were conversations I had been having on AIM Messenger. Apparently, our computer was auto-saving my conversations, and per my dad, Lord had led him to the saved conversation.
The dad, I'm against the dad on 5 counts already.
This is wild.
5 counts.
I feel like this is the dad from Seventh Heaven.
The Lord led me to your DMs. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Now, I know this sounds bad, but mind you, the conversations were merely
me. You can
just
read the full words, just so we could get the, I read it.
Okay.
But you can read it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, now I know this sounds bad, but mind you, the conversations were merely me and a friend when she was over at my house telling people to meet us at a park nearby to fight. We would hype it up, telling the strangers we were going to beat their ass and cussing them out further. That was the full extent of it, though. That's we never met up with anybody to actually, to actually, quote, beat their ass. We were just having some fun threatening people on AIM Messenger. He grounded me for 1 year.
A year, dude. A year.
And that's not all.
All right, so you can't, you have to be like 13, 14. Did you say her age? It's got to be.
She's 15 going on 16. 15.
All right, so you can't hit a 15-year-old. Can't hit a 60. You can't spank a 16-year-old.
Sure.
That's a, and there's no like, probably back in this time, it's AIM, so there's no cell phones.
Right.
You can't take a cell phone.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, what can you do?
Take AIM away?
Like, yeah.
All right, so.
Obviously.
Grounded for 1 year is the first point.
Year.
The list of punishments were as follows. As if that wasn't enough. I was 15, about to turn 16. When I turned 16 and got my license, he made me drive his XL Suburban and keep a mileage log so he knew I was only going to school and home.
And not to fight people in the park.
Which, by the way, that doesn't sound like much of a punishment. Yeah, that sounds like you got a car.
XL, bro? What's up, dude?
So you got a car. That was the other punishment.
Yep.
I was also not allowed to attend youth for that year.
Yep.
And instead had to sit front row right between my parents for every church service.
Which is horrible. By the way, hey, the fun thing you like to do in church, in good, you're learning morals or how to be closer relationship with the Lord, restrict that.
Right.
And sit in the sit making church a punishment.
Right.
This is all the like religious trauma is this.
Church is a punishment and you get a car. Those are the two things so far.
And the fun thing that you like to do at church, you can't do the fun thing.
Right.
Great.
Cool.
Great.
My door was taken off its hinges. That's a good one.
I've heard of that one.
That's a
wild one. In the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
For a year. Like you're a 16-year-old
door
girl.
Door taking off the hinges is why.
That's such a formative time.
Yeah.
Like to,
yes,
to be a young woman.
Yeah,
can I have some privacy, please?
Yeah, a door taking off the hinges.
You're the cherry on top was that for youth group that year, which was the highlight of the year, honestly.
Okay.
I was not allowed to attend as a camper, but rather I worked as a lunch lady and had to serve all my friends while they enjoyed camp. It was a wild time. Still think back on it. I can't believe how aggressive the punishment was. My dad has lightened up a ton since then. Yeah, because you're an adult.
Yeah.
And laugh about it. We laugh about it now. But wow, that was a tough year. Love the podcast. Keep up the laughs and great combo.
God.
Dude, this is one of my favorite emails we've ever gotten. Threatening strangers on AIM too is wild.
That's hilarious. We're like a sixth. You had to have a fake account.
Had to.
And you're like, how do you find them? You're like, dude, I'm coming to the park. I'm going to fight you.
What do you think the screen name was?
Oh, dude, it's got to be like
Park
like,
Fighter 11.
Yeah, it's got to be like skate, like Grind King, like Skater Boy. It's something about, what was that? That was there's that skate brand that had like, there was like a fireball with a face on it. Thrasher or something like that. Yeah. It was one of those. Yeah.
Dude, that's incredible.
Dude. All right. If I was the dad.
Yeah.
And I go through the AIM and like my 15-year-old daughter is like, has chat logs that go back. I would go, this is my nightmare. And you read back through it. You go, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
You would think if you were talking up late at night with men,
the
men are the ones that want to fight.
Yeah.
They were like, come to the park. You go, I would be celebrating this woman.
Oh, you're trolling?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
We're clear. You're never going to go to the park though, right?
No.
But okay, cool.
Would you ever go to the park? No.
Great.
Okay. Have a good time at youth camp that you love to go to.
She sounds like a good girl.
Yes, dude.
She sounds like an ideal daughter.
Yeah, she sounds like an ideal. Take the door off.
Yeah.
Is nuts.
I want to know how this changed her course.
And also, I would like to know any parent that would like to stick to a punishment for a year.
Oh my gosh.
Dude. Like my buddy's like, take their kids like iPads away for the weekend and they say it's a nightmare for them.
Yeah.
They go, dude, like, no, like, dude, go to youth group, go to your sport, go get out of the house.
Yeah.
You got to sit in your house with no door on your room.
I get
no AIM.
I get the military school punishment because it takes it off your plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like send them to military. There. I don't even want to do it.
Also, at what point do you stop? Like, let's just. What stuff do you print all the conversations? Printing 3 inches thick is nuts.
That's a lot of sheets.
And also, I would say good for her that like this is a real adult woman that can laugh about this.
Yes.
And is not, is still friends with her parents.
Yes.
Because that's traumatic.
Absolutely.
But I bet her parents had wanted what was best for her.
For sure.
Misguided.
Just doing the
very
best.
Misguided. And she's forgive them for that.
I also respect her for sticking to her guns when he was like,
yeah, respect.
I understand that you're saying you didn't do anything, but God told me that you did. Come on. So, and she was like, I see through this.
I go, all right. God told you. What did he tell you then?
Yeah.
Oh, he just told you
if
I did something.
If you know, then
tell me.
Go ahead, man.
Why should I tell you? He already told
just
you.
Just call his bluff. Go ahead, pastor.
Yeah.
What do you got?
You go, like, I got two aces? I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here you go.
Where's that in
and
the
then
word?
He goes, pulls it out from under the recliner. It's like, he's like telling his wife, all right, I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Uh-huh. I'm going to do it. All right. I got it. He's like, oh, nothing.
Huh.
And I bet he's on the recliner and she's like on the footrest, like sitting there.
Sitting
like on
lower
yeah,
than him.
Of course, dude. Oh, and he pops up the recliner to get it because he can't reach it. Just wait. I bet that's like a cop. Let's say you're like you're like an actual criminal, the guy on the bike.
Yeah.
He's like actual done real crimes.
Yeah.
And then the cop like pulls you over. He's like, I know what you did. And he goes, yeah. Parked illegally. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought. So you don't have the crimes?
Yeah.
You got my aim history that I'm a beat somebody. I'm gonna fight somebody. I've never even heard of that. I don't know why that would even be fun.
What a weird troll.
Now, if you
to be like, I'll fight you in the park. You're like, who is this?
Meet me at the park. For what? You look like trash. Like, what are you going to say to them?
How do you even know I live near you? This is the internet.
That's a wild. I'm going to fight you in the park. That's great. That's an awesome email.
All right. Here's the next one.
Let's go.
All right. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
My brother and I spit on each other during an argument. Great start, dude.
Of course. Your brother, kid, brother, got it. Okay.
This is also from a female.
Kid, brother, got it.
I don't remember any details about the fight, who spit first or anything, but
I like the spit and the spit back. Nice. Like, oh, we can spit now?
Oh,
we're doing that.
Oh, we're doing spitting.
Oh, we're spitting. Oh, okay.
But we both remember.
Hey, I don't remember who spit first. She did.
That's fair.
100% she did.
That's something you would have remembered it.
Yeah, you did. If you say he spit in my face first, you would remember that.
Yeah.
You spit first.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
That's like when you tell the story, like, and one thing led to another, and it's like,
oh, what'd you do?
You punched. Come on.
Yeah. One thing or another, we're on the ground rolling around fighting. You punched him.
But one thing that we both remember to this day was the punishment.
Yeah,
my parents each gave us a kid-sized plastic cup and told us we had to fill it with spit.
Dude, what?
I'm going to throw up.
That's great.
I remember them watching evening TV and my brother and I sitting on the
floor. Of course, they're watching TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And watching my brother and I sitting on the floor in the rooms they put us in to keep us apart. Him in the kitchen, me in the bathroom. We were both trying to fill our cups with spit. This is exactly what we were looking for.
Oh, exactly. The listeners nailed it.
Yes.
Just nailed it.
However, we weren't allowed to have a water break, and there was no way the cups could be filled.
Yeah.
Eventually, they just had to send us to bed saying if we did it again, we would have to trade. I'm gagging.
No.
We would have to trade cups and drink it.
No. That's nuts, dude.
I'm going to throw up, dude.
Yeah, that's nuts, dude.
My mom still claims that this is the most creative punishment they ever came up with.
No, dude.
I still gag when I think about it. Retweet. And we didn't spit on each other ever again.
Obviously.
Love the podcast. Love listening every week. This room will laugh.
That's a good. Well, it worked. It worked. And here's what the parents go. All right. This is nuts. We got to think of a punishment. That's like the cigarettes, smoking 10 cigarettes.
Yeah.
It has to be within the, that's like saying, it has to be within the realm of the crime. The punishment has to be within the, like, yeah, if you're going to swim in the deep end during Adult Swim, all right, you got to tread water for 3 hours.
Right.
Or something.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah.
Or you borrow
swear you got to put soap in your mouth. Like,
trademark. Yeah. It's within the realm. The crime has to be within the realm of the punishment.
Yeah.
Or the punishment in the realm
it
of
has
crime.
To be related.
Yeah. So the spitting in a cup.
This is all right, exactly
I
it.
Could see a parent going, you know what? Y'all spit it here. Boom. Two solo cups. Fill them up with spit.
Fill them up.
And then you're like, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but I imagine you look at the other parent and you go, and then the other parent has to, like, the dad gets home from work and he goes, what? You made him do what? And they got to kind of double down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they just go, this is obviously not thought through.
The one parent's like, we have to present a united front. You have to be with me on this. You have to back me up.
I'm trying, but this is insane. I just got back from work. I was just at work. I was just pressure washing the windows off of it because freaking people. All right.
Nice.
That timeline wouldn't add up though, because I was recently, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. So your saliva doesn't work like that.
Or meaning just like endless supply.
It's
going
to take, you didn't realize what you got into it and you go, oh, this is not.
Yeah. Because no one's ever done this before.
Yeah.
You would have no idea how much spit you can produce.
We can't complete this.
No.
Yeah. It's like, I broke this couch. You need to take, you're like, carry it down to the dumpster. And you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
And you go, oh yeah. Because that's not a punishment. That's an emotional reaction.
That's a job. People are movers.
You can't do that. I don't do this.
They send more than one guy.
I can't do this. Yeah. Yeah. So then you spit. And then you go, somebody has to wave the white flag. One of the parents, all right. It's like 9:30. The kids go to bed. We can't leave them. What if one guy fills up the spit cup? Is he free to go?
Right.
And the other one's just like, nah, dude, I didn't do it fast.
What if they treat it like a competition? He's like, time.
Having a cup. Yeah, you're out. You're free. You get to spit on her again. Yeah. How does that work? Yeah. So he goes, all right, we can't do this. So he comes back in, and then you got to be more angry.
Yeah.
All right. You can't just be like, hey, I screwed up this one.
Yeah.
My bad. Go to bed.
You got to double down.
You got to double down.
Take those heels in.
And then he goes, you can't just say, hey, kids, it's not a good punishment. I feel like you've earned your punishment. You said we were watching the Brady Bunch and you have to sit in the bathroom and spit into a cup. My bad. Or just go to bed. Just, you know what? I'm taking the cup. Y'all just go to bed.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the school bus drop off in the morning. But no, he has to throw in, if you do it again, you have to drink each other.
So gross, dude.
Which is worse than a lazy river in Vegas, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Way worse.
Yeah.
We got one more?
One more.
All right.
Hi, John and Alex, love the pod and listen every week. When I'm listening to the most recent episode, when you were talking about the weird punishments for my parents, this story from my high school years came to mind. Not sure if it could really be considered a wild punishment or even a real punishment, but it's something my family still talks and laughs about to this day. The backstory here is I was raised in a pretty Christian/conservative household.
Hey, we figured.
Yep.
We figured.
Yep.
We figured. This, all these are that.
Yeah. I really never got into trouble and I was super involved in church youth group. So in my parents' minds.
So another good kid.
Yeah.
Another good kid.
In my common thread here.
Gosh, I talk about this in my live show all the time. I go in like the serious portion. I go, we thought we were bad.
Yes.
We were taught that we were bad.
I can relate to that.
Dude, I didn't kiss a girl until I was 22.
Flex.
That's I was like a bad kid. Cause I my buddy had this Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition and we like pinned him up in his basement.
Yeah.
We like ripped him out and pinned him up.
Dude, I did this too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like a kid.
Got in trouble.
Like what a kid does. Yeah. How old is he? 14? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
But you're good.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah. You know the hormones running through this kid's body right now? He has no idea what to do.
Yeah. He doesn't even know where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he's not on the corner with prostitutes.
No.
He's just looking at swimsuit models.
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, in my parents' minds, they assumed I was mostly just listening to the popular Christian music of the time or the tamer pop / boy band type music.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, also, my dad, who is now retired, was a police officer for 35 years. Ooh. So he naturally wasn't fond of a lot of secular rap music.
Okay.
In particular, he knew about rappers such as Eminem.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
Have said some not so great things about law enforcement. Now, as an...
Hold on. Has he?
Eminem?
Okay. He's like anti-cop.
He definitely has some lines that are
most rap would be. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's the culture.
Yeah. Keep going. this isn't a Christian, non-Christian. This is a cop rap type angle.
Yeah.
But I'm here for it.
Now, as an adult, I completely get this, but as a 16-year-old who had just gotten her license and her first vehicle, all I knew was that the boy I liked was obsessed with Eminem. So in turn, I was going to be obsessed with Eminem too.
Oh, yeah,
and
baby.
Listen to him in my car often since I obviously wouldn't be listening to it at home.
Yeah, that's like a girl going to the guy's like softball games. Like, I don't care about softball.
Yeah.
I just like this guy.
One day my dad had to move my car for something. Uh-oh.
All right, so this is back before Bluetooth era. Because
right, the CD's in.
Oh, yeah. And whatever you stopped it, that's where it stopped.
At the volume that you stopped
at. Yeah.
And when he started,
I remember these days.
He was greeted loudly by the Eminem Show album on full blast.
Oh, yeah.
His solution to the apparent disappointment he felt was to storm into the house where we were all about to eat dinner as a family and find the mini boombox /CD player my mom kept in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He proceeded to force the whole family to listen to Eminem as loud as that CD player would go through most of dinner so that, quote, My mother could hear the things I was listening to.
Oh, why?
All this did was make for an awkward dinner that ended in my mom finally yelling at him to turn it off.
Yes.
Because she couldn't even understand what the music was saying anyways. The only lesson that I learned from this was to get in the habit of turning my car to the local Christian radio station before I parked it at home.
Obviously.
The fact that I was such a terrible kid for listening to Eminem had been an ongoing joke in the has been an ongoing joke for almost 20 years. During the Super Bowl, a halftime show that Eminem was a part of, we were getting lots of texts from my dad in the group chat saying that he felt he went back in time and was listening to it in my car.
Oh, God.
But the full circle moment probably happened when Eminem was played at my wedding reception. And while I was proudly rapping along to every lyric on the dance floor, I caught a glimpse of my dad watching me with his arms crossed, shaking his head and rolling his eyes, still disappointed in me for my, quote, Eminem habit. Thanks for the laughs every week.
Dude.
That's fantastic.
That is so good.
Just a family sitting at the dinner table, eating nice and quietly, but the soundtrack is the Eminem show on full blast.
Dude, could you imagine that? That's like, you know, you ever watched them, like your parents come in, there's like a nude scene?
Yes.
It's when you're like, ah.
Yes.
The Eminem show. I mean, I listen to it on the way home just so I can laugh.
Yeah.
That is so good.
These were the perfect emails
because
for this.
They're all perfect because they're reactionary parent discipline.
Yes.
Like grounding your daughter for a year, you don't think of, we don't want to do this.
Right.
Making them spit in the cup, they go, oh, we don't want to. You're so, and again, I'm not a parent. A parent could probably speak to this. They're so angry in the moment. And you discover that your kid is not who you thought your kid was.
Yeah.
Right? Coming down for church on Sunday morning, listening to Christian music. It's up in the room studying, doing their homework.
Yep.
You think that's what your kid is. You learn your kid is not that. And you lose it.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude. Dude, play the Eminem show in for is crazy.
I like that one. But I like that one and the spit one because it is like, it's exactly what you were doing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're just going to go max it out.
Oh, yeah.
Max it out. Yeah. Just go all the way with it. Go
that's
for
what
it.
You want
to
do?
Like, it would be like if the AIM one with the challenging people to fights, if they were like, you got to now challenge 100 people a night to fight.
Or you got
to
fight them. Just send her to
going to the park.
All right. Send her to the park.
Yeah.
And go, all right, you said you're going to meet up with, and they're like, and then like rescue. Mm-hmm. She goes, no, please. I don't want to go. You're, like, you're driving up to the park. The guy's there.
Right.
And then you go, you see?
Yep.
I would never do it again.
No.
I would never do it again.
Nope.
That's nuts.
That's fantastic.
And she did. Obviously, she still listened to Eminem. And she said, the only thing I learned was what? Just switch it.
Yeah,
because I had the CD player, and then you had the presets.
Yep,
we had the presets, and I had like 12 presets, and the last one was the Christian station.
Nice,
so I could go, so I knew where it was.
The last one on the second set.
Yeah. Because I cut, dude, 91.5, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, and there was one 104.7 later.
Nice.
Yeah, switch it to that.
Yeah,
because we were parked. It wasn't my car.
Right.
It was like my brother could also drive.
Family car type thing.
Yeah, I had to ask to use it. It was mostly mine.
Right.
I went to took it to school, but my dad, if he needed to pick something up that would fit in that car, my mom was, it's his.
Yeah.
You leave the keys in it.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't, so good.
That's awesome, man.
God.
Those are great.
What a great, if you have some more, send them in.
Yeah, please.
We're back. We're off for like, we got two shows this month.
You're chilling for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, Goshen, nice. Indiana. The Elkhart County Fair, baby. The 21st of,
21st.
Yeah. Of
Barcelona.
July. Let's go. It's a callback. And then the 28th, we're going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That show is sold out.
Nice.
Let me just list September. 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, we're going to, what is that? What area of the country is that? Midwest. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield. And then we're going to Canada, baby. Ottawa, Peterborough, London, Ontario. All in Ontario. That's like saying we're going to the United States, right? Dude, Ontario's, I think, one of them.
Yeah.
That's one of the parts.
Yeah.
One of the provinces. Then we're coming back, baby. Myrtle Beach, Roanoke, Virginia, Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we go into the South, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. And then Cedar Rapids, Springfield, Illinois, and Evansville, Indiana. Come out, see us on tour. I got a lot of stuff I'm going to update you guys on next week.
Cool.
Net positive, baby. Let's go.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.